Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Alrighty, everyone. Welcome into a big 10 o'clock hour, starting with Colonel Alan West, of course, our friend and somebody who just brings great common sense to everything, even football at times. And Colonel, you were just in Philadelphia on Thursday. You have some business colleagues here, and you were honoring General David Petraeus.
Yes, absolutely right. I was there for the American College of Financial Services, and what they do, they have the Penn Mutual Center for Veterans Affairs, and what the whole purpose was for this clam bake that they have was to raise money so that we can provide scholarships to young men and women in our military who are looking at starting a career in the financial services industry.
Very, very good. I hope that General Petraeus is doing well. That was, I didn't know you then. Imagine, I know you run. I only ran maybe 3 miles at 9-10 minutes, depending. And I took an invitation from General Petraeus. He was the commander at that point of all forces in Iraq, Afghanistan, to go to the base at Fort Pace and run with him. And about 4 miles in, I'm choking, maybe close to keeling over. And he says to all the people involved, including these women carrying Uzis with them, looks like Dom can't keep up. And as much as I tried, there's a human limit to this. So yeah. I don't know if Colonel West, you would probably say, well, I don't care what. If I collapse, I collapse.
Yeah, I'm going to die trying. I'm not going
to
give up.
Well, I did, but I was close to that point when they took me out of there.
So, yeah, he's in fantastic shape.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot since we have talked has broken. You have a new book coming out, and I know it'll be launched in October. Do we have the title of your new book?
Yes, the book is called Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death, and it will be out October the 16th. You can pre-order it now on Amazon, and it is through Brown Books Publishing Group here out of Texas. And I think that when you look at what is happening here in the state of Texas, you look at how close the Senate race is between Senator Ted Cruz and Robert O'Rourke, their representative from El Paso. A lot of people are scratching their heads. And so what we try to do is get folks to understand what is happening with this political demographic shift in the Lone Star State.
And that tells us what's happening across the country. One of those things that was curious the other day, Colonel, the people that advise the standards for educational curriculum in Texas are troubled by the term heroic in describing the people who defended the Alamo. I've been there on the River Walk. It's remarkable logistically how tiny that is and how the overwhelming force that was around it. If we can't call those people heroic in Texas, what's going on?
Well, that's what people have to come to understand, is that here you have 183 brave Texians and also, Tennessee volunteers. I graduated from there in 1983, that made a stand for 13 days against a force under General Santayana, which was close to 2,000. And they held on to the final man. And when you go back and you read the letter that Colonel William Barrett Travis, who was the commander there at the Alamo, wrote on February 24th, 1836, where he talked about, that they were not going to give up. They were not going to surrender. And he had those infamous words, victory or death. And he underlined it three times. So what could be more heroic than what they did? When you hear about this Nike commercial about believe in something and be willing to sacrifice everything, that's what they did at the Alamo. But when you have people that are moving into the Lone Star State that do not have a connection or an understanding of Texas history, and maybe they don't even care to learn it, this is what you end up having occur.
Yes. Now, I'm convinced, and I think that you are too, because you've talked about it on national TV, you've written about it, that the whole nexus of Kaepernick with Nike is putting even more pressure on the NFL. And the NFL is basically saying, we're not going to do anything about all this. We can't come up with a solution. The players have too much leverage over us. It just reinforces even more. The kneeling thing might have been subsumed a bit this year, but Kaepernick and Nike, and I think the Kaepernick decision might come down this year, that's going to intensify it as we head into the midterms.
Well, it absolutely does, and I think that this once again shows that the leadership of the NFL are not in tune with the people that are watching the NFL, and that's why you don't see any problem with the ratings of college football going down, but something happens on Sunday and people are already starting to tune out the National Football League. You know, if Nike and the NFL wanted to do the right thing, think about if they had used the exact same advertiser, the exact same tagline, and applied it to Pat Tillman. Here was a person in the height of his football career after 9/11, which we just, you know, remembered. After 9/11, he said, you know, what's most important to me is to answer the call of service for my country. And he believed in that call of service. And he was willing to sacrifice everything. And guess what? He ended up sacrificing everything, which was his life.
Well, and in addition to that, too, if they want to be on their side of it, not that I recommend it, you know, the friendly fire part of it all. So in other words, they're honoring Tillman, but they're getting their agenda in there at the same time. And I guess we could live with that because there's somebody. I remember at the time, Colonel, there was even talk, and the NFL should have done it, for 1 year of doing the yard lines or the line that you see on TV when it's third down and things of that nature to be red, white, and blue in honor of Tillman. Could there be a better story for the NFL than a guy for all pro sports that are under fire than Pat Tillman?
No, it could not have been a better story. Or if you take someone like, I think it's Alejandro Villanueva,
yes,
who is an offensive lineman out with Pittsburgh. And here was another Army Ranger, West Point graduate, who served his country in Afghanistan. That's the type of person that you look and you talk about believing something and willing to sacrifice everything because he's been on the battlefield and he understands what it means. And he could put this whole thing about being a pro athlete in perspective when it comes to service to the country. So I just think that the whole social justice, you know, movement and everything, they're out of tune with mainstream America.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about somebody who did get elected twice, and you have been particularly an insightful counterbalance to President Obama surfacing again when he did last Friday. What are your thoughts? This seemed to be pretty much the same Obama we saw for 8 years.
There's no doubt about it. And to me, it shows how desperate the Democrat Party is and that they're reaching back to try to go forward. But to have President Obama come out and try to take, you know, some type of, you know, responsibility or take credit for what we see happening with the incredible economic growth that is going on in the United States of America is laughable. You can go back and you can see a town hall meeting where President Obama was, you know, very derisive of, you know, candidate Donald Trump saying, you know, how is he going to bring these jobs?
Magic
back?
Wand, I mean, these, right.
The magic wand. Or, you know, President Obama talking about the new normal is, you know, 1 to maybe 1.5% of GDP growth. So I guess President Obama is now saying that the policies of Donald Trump are working. And to me, it is the ultimate narcissistic atmosphere and persona. But I think it's going to end up backfiring on the Democrats to bring him out.
It'll be very interesting to see how many candidates like you. They wouldn't bring President Obama to the Senate race in Texas, I would think.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, maybe in certain areas. You know, if you want to bring President Obama to Austin, Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the place where they want to change the name of the capital of Texas. Maybe so. But you're not going to take President Obama to Tyler, Texas. You're not going to take him to Lubbock or Midland, Odessa. So you have to be very careful about
Absolutely.
That.
A parting question for you. Would you tell listeners again, and I got the theory of the book now, and it is a wake-up call that even Texas is in play, changing demographics, when the book will be out and how people can pre-order it?
Sure. The title is Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death. It is will be out October the 16th, but you can pre-order it right now through Amazon.
Absolutely. Will do. Colonel, as always, thank you. Thanks very much. Can hardly wait to have you on and delve into the book. And again, tell them your first book, Guardian of the Republic.
Yes, Guardian of the Republic, an American Ronin's Journey to Faith, Family, and Freedom. That's kind of a philosophical biography, and I really appreciate you being with me up at Valley Forge having a little book signing. And thank you for not bringing up the Eagles beating my Falcons.
Okay, we will not bring that up. I'm glad you switched to the Falcons from that other team.
I've always been with my Falcons.
All right, we'll keep that on the record. Colonel Alan West, thank you, Colonel, very much.
Thanks, Dom. All the best.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!